This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
We often hear about the Milwaukee Police Department's budget and the department's role in gun violence in the city. But victims of gun violence and trauma might see a doctor before a police officer. Corrine Hess spent a night at Froedtert Hospital to observe the people on the front lines.
It's Wednesday night at Froedtert Hospital. Dr. Mark DeMoya is the chief of trauma surgery, and he's in the middle of a 24-hour shift. The surgeons at Froedtert have four or five of these a month. Tonight, DeMoya is the surgeon on call. He's doing his rounds in the surgical intensive care unit.
They said he was a victim of road rage.
Got shot.
And so he got shot in the head, and he got shot in the chest, and is a lucky human.
DeMoya and one of the residents are talking about a delivery driver who was shot on August 27th on Milwaukee's south side. A Milwaukee man has been charged with first-degree reckless endangerment. The case is pending. DeMoya says one of the bullets hit the man's vertebrae in his back.
The front part, not the spinal cord, but the front part of the bone, and then kind of ricocheted up towards the aorta.
Everyone brought into the emergency department has six people assigned to them, two on each side, one at their head and one at their feet. Everyone has a role. DeMoya calls it controlled chaos.
Within that chaos, though, there is a framework that is very much a systematic approach to the trauma patient.
Surgeons left the bullet inside of the driver. DeMoya says more damage is done when bullets are removed from a body. But doctors were worried the bullet could eventually move and hit the driver's aorta. So they put in special netting to protect his organs.
It's not the bullet itself, it's the path of the bullet where your injuries are that you need to repair.
DeMoya estimates about 90% of the gun-related injuries in Milwaukee are treated in his emergency room. As of early October, there were 321 non-fatal shootings in Milwaukee. That's down about 16% from the same time period last year. Motor vehicle crashes and falls are the most common type of injury, but there's at least one shooting a day in the city. Earlier this year, local hospitals in the city launched the 414 Life program to address gun violence in Milwaukee. About a dozen people, like Tonia Liddell, work as community liaisons in some of the city's most violent neighborhoods. Liddell wears a pager, like DeMoya, and responds to the emergency department when there's a shooting. Liddell's godson was killed at the age of 16 due to gun violence.
That's one of my motivating factors of doing this work.
As of early October, Froedtert had 73 cases that were de-escalated by violence interpreters like Liddell. DeMoya says it has worked out great.
And oftentimes there can be some gangs related, there can be relationships that are involved, and they go into the neighborhoods and actually engage the people involved and then try and talk things down a little bit.
The police department has also changed its approach. Before, they would have treated what happened to the delivery driver as a shooting, but now the police treat every shooting as a potential homicide. This means conducting weekly case reviews and working with community agencies to research and help solve those crimes. Here's Police Chief Alfonso Morales.
A homicide and a non-fatal shooting is a difference of a couple of inches of where the bullet hit.
When patients come into the emergency department, doctors know they are experiencing the most frightening day of their life. But DeMoya says doctors go on automatic pilot.
The emotional side of it, when you see somebody that's, you know, either shot or in a bad car crash, gets put on hold so that you can move forward and really provide the care that's needed.
Once a person is stabilized, Froedtert has another group of caregivers who help patients cope with their psychological scars. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.